And joining me this afternoon is someone who is passionate in ensuring that we've always got good connections. Hindeen Fundamava is in studio with me to tell me more about the work she does and why something as simple as a little note, a little chocolate, means so much and why we should keep doing that. Hindeen, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Kosi. Thank you so much for having me here. I'm so excited to be here.
Hindeen, I mean, you've been hearing some of these voice notes. You hear some of the messages. You can even hear the feel-good feelings, yes, that they talk about it.
Yes.
And I think it's something that I think is so close to all of our hearts. But before we talk about today being Love Note Day and talk about the importance of these connections, let's start off with you. Tell us a bit more about you and why this is something close to your heart.
Yes, so I'm Hindeen van der Byl. My surname I've changed. I'm not van der Merwe anymore.
Oh, goodness. yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm an imago clinician, and I do couples therapy. So the point of my work is to help couples to experience this connection throughout their lives, because somewhere it's as if we start to feel lose the experience of that connection, and that's where pain and conflict starts to show up. So yes, that regular connection and mindful interactions is so important.
Yeah.
And I help couples to experience that more and to learn ways to do that.
When did you know that this is something you actually want to do? Because a lot of people don't. It's like we've got this selfish view of life. So I want to be a doctor so that I can just be better. But it's like there's something about certain careers that make you go, man, I'm really interested to seeing people flourish. Where was that moment for you?
Well, I think I grew up with this work. So I've seen it, I've experienced it myself, being a witness of all of that. But somewhere I started to participate in the trainings. And once I got to hear how relationship work and to hear that there's a way to do it, like any other thing that you would like to learn to do, like to bake a cake or ride a bike, relationship is one of those things. And I just realized that not everyone knows how to do it.
Yeah.
And the difference that it made for me and my husband in our relationship, it was... When once you taste it, it's not something that you can let go of.
Yeah.
So that's where I knew that's what I want to do.
I love the fact that you say you grew up with this. This is something that you saw as well. But I want to bring it into 2024. I mean, we've got this thing in society where there's an over conversation and an over highlighting on grand gestures.
Yes.
It's like it has to be grand or don't do it at all. It has to be over the top or don't do it at all. Is there something realistic in keeping the connection of the couple going if it's just living on grand gestures?
Well, the thing is that we usually also ask our couples how many times of contact or connection moments do you think normal couples experience in their lives? How many times or in the day, how many moments of connection do you think that there is? And usually couples then answer maybe 2 times, maybe 5 times. But I don't know if you know the work of John Gottman, but he done a study to see that there's actually 200 moments of connection happening throughout the day.
Wow.
But people underestimate it because they think it's only about the grand gestures. It's only about buying the biggest bunch of flowers that you can get or buying that Ferrari that your husband has been dreaming about. But the thing is that that's not possible. And in a way, that's not realistic. And if you have that kind of mindset, then you kind of put it off because you think that the smallest things is not going to have an impact. But that's kind of where you have to realize that it is the smallest things is maybe sometimes more important than the bigger things.
And I mean, if someone wants to buy the Ferrari, please go ahead.
Yes, yes, I'm not complaining. I'm not saying no, don't do that.
I just wanted to put it out there that if you want to get the Ferrari, please, I will not say no to that.
Yes,
hint to my wife if she's listening.
Yes.
But I mean, at the same time, you speak about these 200 connections that happen in a day. You know, how important are these connections being intentional of what you do in those connections? How important is it to the couple?
Yes, it needs to be intentional and mindful. And the thing is that if there's not regular moments of connection throughout the day, if we don't feel seen, heard, or noticed, that's where the pain starts to show up. Then we feel like we don't matter or no one's there to support us or needs us. But it's in the smallest moments that happens regularly that can kind of fuel and fill up that tank to make you feel that you are important and that you are seen. And that feeling can be experienced in just the way you look at each other or how you answer the phone, how you look when you come back home. It's in the smallest things and you really underestimate it. But if you can be mindful about it and incorporate it more and practice it more, it will fill that tank, and then we can be living our lives in a happier, passionate way.
Yeah, and I think all of us dream of that. You know, if I think about it in context of marriage, we all dream of living a life that feels good all the time, or as often as possible, as long as possible, that we live in that moment. But let's bring it into then the family context. You know, there's a lot of people, and it's what I was saying earlier, just before we started the interview, I was talking about when warmer days, it's currently school holidays, and then we're going to get into what is busy season, because then everybody's going to be having this, and then the kids want to go see their friends. The parents are now trying to just relax or trying to meet deadlines. We're traveling all over the show. So it's about to get busier. And as a family, it almost feels like we're slowly going to start disconnecting. How important are those same moments of connection within the family context of mom, dad, kids, or even uncle and nephews, even though they may be away from each other?
Yes. No, I mean, it's not just for intimate relationship that connections is important. We all need to feel that. And sometimes to just have that, to put that responsibility on each other as partners, sometimes that's also a lot. So it helps that there's other people that also can support each other in that way. So yes, family interactions is just as important. And like you say, kind of to have that rituals, to maybe waking up and first go have a cup of coffee together as a family, or have your breakfast together, or have dinner together, or go after dinner to go sit in the lounge and just talk a little bit. It's to have that regular interactions. It's vital.
Yeah. I actually wanted to speak about that, those family traditions. I mean, I remember, I think it must have been a while ago, I heard this on Focus on the Family. They were talking about how establishing those family traditions is very important for the sake of the family constantly being connected. And I was looking back at life. I don't remember moments where it's like, oh man, and every Friday we would go and play tennis, or we would go for a walk. No matter what, whether it's snowing or raining, we would go for a walk. If it's raining, maybe it will be up and down the passage in the complex.
Yes.
But we would always make time to be together. Mm. Yes, I remember Fridays was always fish and chips night. That stands out for a fact. But are family traditions as important even now? Because one would think, oh man, that's very 1970s, but not so much 2024, which a lot of us are finding ourselves in front of screens.
Yes, well, we kind of tend to think that connection and contact is kind of a way to spoil someone. But the thing is that it's not extra. It's not only a way of spoiling. We need to experience those things.
Yeah.
So to have these regular traditions as a family, it's important, and you need to prioritize it. In a way that it then kind of calms you down, I think, in a nervous system way as well, that to know that there will be a moment that you can fill your cup in a way. Yeah. You know, every Friday you will go watch a movie, or you will on a Sunday morning go to church as a family together, or something like that. To know that it lies ahead at the end of the day or the beginning of the week, it kind of helps you to look forward to that, to know that there's some quality time and contact, not because you are needy or that there's something wrong. It's just that we all need it. It's a vital part of our existence.
We all long for that space,
exactly,
that we feel seen and loved, and someone is thinking about us. And I know a lot of us, especially I'll speak for the men, a lot of times it's always as if we're the last ones to even need that time, but actually we need it too. And creating space for that. All right, Hendrine, there's someone who's probably in the car now. They're driving home. They're listening to this conversation. One, they're probably thinking, oh my goodness, I didn't think this is that important. Or number two, they're feeling bad because they realize, oh my word, I've been meaning to write a note for the longest time, or buy a chocolate, or get into these things, and I haven't been doing it, and my goodness, I'm feeling bad. What's something that someone can do, say tonight, they're on their way home, that they can do to establish moments of connection? Maybe let's start off with the couples, and then we'll come with it in context of family.
Well, the first, like I say, you kind of underestimate what your gesture of connection needs to be. So if one thing that you can do if you get back home today is look really excited to see whoever is there, and kind of make a point to say, I'm so glad to see you, and show it with your eyes, in your voice, in your way of how your body is, how you present yourself in that moment. Once again, it sounds simple, but I can guarantee you it will make a difference, because we sometimes get back home and we don't even look at each other. We kind of just say hi and go sit in front of the TV or do something else. But if you can get back home and actually look excited to see whoever is waiting for you there, it will make a difference for both.
And I mean, in context of family, I mean, I'm imagining family is so complex. The kids are like, it's a busy part of your day. It's like you come back from work, but at the same time, you want to have moments of connecting as a family and not just be going, okay, come. Where's your homework? Where's this? It's time to bath, time to eat, time to sleep.
Yes.
How do we do that?
Like I say, maybe to have dinner together or to just to go around and just share what was one highlight of your day. I have little children. They are one and two. And ways that I've been trying to implement this moments of connection is either I call them and I say, I want to tell you something very important, but you have to come really close. And then I whisper something nice in their ears, like, I've missed you, or it's so nice to see how you've been playing with your sister, or something like that.
Man.
It really makes a difference. Or to tell their story to them when they go to bed, to tell the story of their own day to them instead of reading the Three Pigs again, rather tell their own stories, because it makes them feel that they were seen and that you were there to witness that. So in the smallest acts,
my goodness, even just as something as simple as that of come close, I want to tell you something. I think all of us are smiling thinking, okay, I want to know what you want to say. But it's so special. I can just imagine, and it's so true what you're saying. We often underestimate the value of those small moments. Indreen, I think this is really fantastic and is making us realize that it's important to keep those connections, and it takes so little to be able to get those connections to actually work. There are couples, and this I'll maybe ask as we're rounding up our time, there are couples now, married couples, that are at a space and time where it feels like they're roommates. They can feel the breeze between them and in the house, and they're not sure if this is something that can work for them too. What do you say to those couples that are, they feel so disconnected, so distant from each other, that the idea of finding moments of connection is foreign for them?
So one first thing that I would like to say is that connection is not something that can go away. It is part of our existence. We exist because we are in connection, and we are in connection because we exist.
Sure.
So the thing is that you cannot lose connection, but you can lose the experience of it. Mm-hmm. So maybe just because you don't feel connected doesn't mean you are not. It's just that you don't feel connected. And the thing is that it can be restored. You can bring back that experience. And I hope through these small acts, you can start to bring back that flame, to bring back that experience, to just don't make peace with it, but work on it. It takes effort. It's worth it.
Sure. And that's very encouraging and very hope enduring for a lot of people. Indreen, thank you so much for your time today. For people who want to know more, they've got questions, they're just like, no, but you have to understand the dynamic of my relationship. You don't know my partner.
Yes.
How can they get a hold of you if they've got more questions and want to get in touch with you?
You can reach me on my website, and that will be startright@ca.za. Or you can also reach me on Instagram, which is also, my handle is startright.
Oh, fantastic.
I will be there.
Indreen, thank you. You've making us just realize how these small gestures can mean so much. From someone who's just saying right now, a cup of tea after a long day, to getting little notes when they're having their lunchbox that they're surprised by, to finding their laundry just made. It really just definitely goes a long way, and I think the work that you do is really so amazing, to seeing the betterment of our families, because if the family is right, society is right. If society is right, we'll see it flourishing all the more so. So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.